If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.
Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, I've been speaking to you from the Ark and the Dove, which is the home or the origin of the charismatic renewal in the Catholic Church. The renewal did not take off that well in the United States, but it took off very well in the tropics, in South America, in Central America, in Africa, and in Asia. One of the interesting things that I have generally found is that there is another movement in some of these places called liberation theology. And liberation theology uses the gospel for different forms of liberation from mostly economic oppression. Some of what's going on in the United States is actually forms of liberation theology. And one of the things I always bring up is where liberation theology, when it comes to liberation in theology and the charismatic renewal, never the twain shall meet. For some reason, they are diametrically opposed. And I've never fully understood that, but they are very separate, and you very rarely find one and the other at the same time, because they are considered very opposite. Maybe one of the reasons why is liberation theology tends to be more focused on structural and political realities in this world, whereas the charismatic renewal is more focused on the movement of the spirit through us in this world. And so they basically have two different foundations. And so usually where you see one, you will not see the other, and vice versa. That said, one of the important things we want to understand of the charismatic renewal is exactly what it is all about. These charisms that are used to build up the church. I was speaking to some guys from other priests, and they were telling me that there are people that may, for example, have a gift of discernment of, we'll say, negative spirits that may be oppressing someone. And maybe the priest, who may be an exorcist, does not have that gift. But as a team, they can work together and see if there is such an issue. There are others that may just seem to have gifts where maybe they can pray over someone and give them healing if that is God's desire. And we've seen that throughout the history of the church. There are others that may be aware of certain aspects that may happen and may use that for their own understanding. One of the great mysteries that happened was Maximilian Kolbe, who at the time was Father Maximilian Kolbe, now he's Saint Maximilian Kolbe, who was aware in 1933 that there would be a destructive fireball in downtown Nagasaki, and no one in the world could possibly have known that was going to happen, because any science that was done to create something like that did not exist at the time. The Manhattan Project, which created that same fireball in downtown Nagasaki, wasn't even formed until after the United States entered World War II, and this happened in 1933. So obviously he had an understanding of something that was going to happen through his spiritual life and his prayer life and his great unity with God. However, the people who were there who created such a destructive weapon, which ultimately became the atomic bomb that was dropped on Nagasaki, had no concept they were even going to do this. It's one of the great mysteries of both the spiritual and the physical world, and literally in that case, because it was all physics that caused that to happen. So we see that there are these gifts that exist. The church in the Council of Trent said that such gifts do exist, but they don't indicate the holiness of the person who may have them. And that's an important distinction to know. There is such a thing as the charismatic gifts, as the different charisms and everything else, and to be aware to have good discernment of spirits and understand when the gifts are, you want to discern, what the gifts are being used for, and you want to discern that the proper understanding of maybe information that come from these gifts. So you want to all understand that within context. But if someone has a gift of healing, a gift of prophecy, a gift of anything, that doesn't mean that they are especially holy necessarily. They maybe become more effective if the person is living a holy life. But it's important to understand that distinction that comes to us from the Council of Trent. So it's very important to live a holy life no matter what. But if you see someone who has this gift either on TV or even in your own parish, that doesn't mean you recognize that person as automatically being a holy person. The signs of holiness are not the use or the possession of these gifts. The signs of holiness are a holy life. You know, one of the things, for example, that I'm always aware of is language. I'm a former sailor. I can cuss anyone under the table if I want, as the old expression is. I can, because I'm a former sailor. I'm quite aware of sailors' language, but I'm very careful how I use the language. If I'm really frustrated, I'm not going to use those words around parishioners or anyone else. If I'm really frustrated by myself, I may use those words, but not anywhere else, because I'm very conscious of how people understand those words and certainly don't want to use them. Yet I've dealt with other people who maybe in a church environment use them all the time. And I'm always a little skittish of that. I was kind of saying, if someone came to me and was using those words on all the time and said, "Can I work with you?" The answer would be no. No. Because I don't want to put those two things together. Kind of an interesting concept that you may understand. I might use someone who used words like that in a different context, but definitely not as an employee in the parish. Very important to look at that. So we see those understandings and we see those realities, and we see that within the context of understanding the gifts. So the gifts represent the power of God working through a person, but they don't represent that the person has a special connection to God that other people cannot have. That's definitely not right. But what the gifts do enable is to help people to build the church, and that's why they are there. Can a person use them to build themselves and ignore the church? Yes, they can, but that would not benefit ultimately the person in the long run, and God would deal with that appropriately. It's whenever you see those gifts, they are really to be used specifically to build up the church to help others. One of the most common gifts that you understand is the gift of praying in tongues, and the point of that, which usually is only to be said around other people who are also believers, is to pray for something that someone may need that you do not know what they need. It's to pray for something, and that's the whole point of tongues, as St. Paul explains, that you're praying for, someone may ask you to pray, and you may use the gift of tongues, and that is to help that person, is to pray for that person using the Holy Spirit working through that you, praying for that person for what that person needs that no one else knows, maybe even the person himself. But you see, that's a special understanding of these gifts, and they're all about opening ourselves up to the Christ-centered spiritual world that is real, that many people in our world today, because of the Enlightenment, do not understand or believe in, because they are what are known as materialists. If we can't touch it, it does not exist. Or if we cannot see it, it does not exist. Whereas we believe in something far more profound and far more comprehensive. So even though we can't see it or touch it, it may still affect us, either positively or negatively, because of the realities of the spiritual world. That's one of the key elements of how we live our faith. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day.
You're discouraged. You try not to sin, but you realize that you are just not the perfect person you really want to be. No matter how hard you try, you realize that you are certainly no saint and ready to give up. Have you read the first letter of John?
If we say we are without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
Yes, St. John's first letter, where you discover that even when you fail, God's grace is there to strengthen you.
If we acknowledge our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from every wrong.
St. John promises you not only encouragement, but forgiveness and cleansing from every wrongdoing.
We say we have not sinned, we make him a liar. And his truth is not in us.
So the next time you feel ready to give up, read the first letter of John. You'll find it in the New Testament, St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.